Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives. And this week, we will talk about the theory of relativity, and I'm not talking about Einstein's stuff. Before diving into that, I just want to say that I will be speaking at the Developer First Tech Leadership Conference this week, if you're listening to this around the time of release. So if you want to check it out, I've got a talk about tech capital and about moving your team faster towards innovation and real impact. And it's all based on lessons from my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. So if you want to check it out, the link is in the show notes. And of course, you want to grab a copy of the book, which has been number one release in several categories on Amazon till now, go grab a copy from the link in the show notes. Now, the theory of relativity is, for me, having the ability to realize that we are, as human beings, as creatures, so subjective. And we tend to view things from a certain perspective, not realizing that we are experiencing something completely differently. So we all know that if someone cuts you in the road, you're going to say that they're stupid, and then you're likely to be doing the same 5 minutes later, not even on purpose, right? And let's take this to work. I always see tech executives, engineering managers, individual contributors who are holding such a high bar for what is right, in air quotes, product work. Whenever they get a feature, a request from product that is not 100% accurate, specified, detailed, has any mistake, they're like, oh my God, I can't work like that. Why can't they do their job properly? Product has failed to mention one edge case and we lose our marbles. You work with a designer and the designer has failed to realize that in localization, one caption might be too long for the layout you have on the website, and you're like, who works like that? We're working like animals. I bet this rings a bell. Now, that's the standard we see when we're looking at them. Consider the opposite scenario when it's the end of a sprint and product asks, why haven't we delivered everything we have committed for? And you're like, come on, no one's perfect, we did our best, we had that surprise, and Joe was sick, and there was the AWS outage, and blah, 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 right? We are extremely proficient at providing excuses and normalizing an issue when it is our fault or when it is our issue, and we can be extremely blind to the scenarios other people might be experiencing, which are the exact same. Therefore, for me, the theory of relativity is understanding that we have these biases and then working to incorporate that understanding in a way that creates better relationships when we are working with people, with our colleagues, so that you help your team relax that they might be expecting too much from other people and that it's just not helping anyone achieve a better work environment. So that's one part of it. If you realize and you help your team see that we need to recalibrate our standards for others around us, you already will achieve a better relationship. And the other side of the coin here is that when you are evaluating your team, you might be prone to cutting them too much slack, not pushing for enough growth and learning opportunities from failures, from setbacks. Because we tend to make those things appear smaller. We don't want to make it seem like we had a real issue or that we need to become better. I'm not saying that you should be whipping your team to work faster and faster indefinitely. I am saying that you have to be aware of how fast you're learning, how fast you're improving, how candid is your feedback. Your, as in your entire teams within the team. You have to ensure that everyone is speaking up. Everyone is pushing themselves harder and harder to become better. Because otherwise, we get this complacent culture. And there's truly no way to remain complacent and stay at the same level. Complacency only means that you will be slowly deteriorating in quality, innovation, novelty, and slowly becoming a laggard behemoth. So to recap, leveraging the theory of relativity when it comes to tech leadership is, first of all, understanding that we need to cut others slack and that we need to hold ourselves to higher standards and push ourselves some more. I have a bonus lesson here for you, and that is holding your team to higher standards should start from holding yourself to a higher standard. I keep working with CTOs and vice presidents who seem to hold themselves to a lesser standard than they would hold their team. They would just wave their hands and say, yeah, I know, I've been working on this way too long than I should. I'll work harder. You know, and that's it. As if just saying I'm going to work harder is going to change anything. Or allowing themselves to make excuses they would not tolerate from anyone else in the company, like, I've got so much going on my plate, or there's no one else around that can do this. If you had a director come up to you and say that, surely, or I'm hoping at least, you wouldn't say, yeah, I get that, you need to be working harder. No, right? You're gonna say, let's understand, what are the issues here? Are you not delegating enough? Have we failed in hiring people in your organization for the past 6 months that you have no one to rely on? Have we committed way too much in the roadmap? Let's understand what's going on, because we have to make things better and we have to understand that there's an issue here, right? That's how you would probably be coaching a director that would come up with such an excuse, being so overwhelmed for the past 2 months. And yet, when you do the same, and dear listener, I'm assuming a bunch of you have said the same to your peers or to yourselves in your head recently. We just say, yeah, I'm gonna need to be working harder. And then either nothing changes, which is bad all by itself, or what changes is that you start working harder. And frankly, most of the time, we don't need to be working any harder. We need to be working smarter. We need to understand, where can we make leaps of effectiveness by stopping things that are currently in progress or making others participate so that you can have less things on your plate, or genuinely delegating stuff to people around you as opposed to this make-believe where you tell someone to do stuff and still you are the master of puppets making sure that things are happening. And I realize that it can be hard to hold yourself to that high bar of self-accountability without a coach or advisor seeing you from the outside and prodding you and providing you with tips. And still, not all of you can work with someone like me, and I promise you that even by understanding this, you can become better. And if you can work with a coach, get an accountability partner. Get someone that you can talk to every day or several times a week to improve on yourself. I have an accountability partner. I have a consultant, a good friend, and we talk every workday to help each other become better, help each other realize that we're cutting ourselves too much slack, or helping the other person realize, hey, don't be too harsh on yourself. You're just having a bad week, but look at the past quarter. You've been amazing. That kind of stuff can really be helpful. And if you can't get a coach, get someone to help you. Because, again, the theory of relativity here means that by having another perspective that's located somewhere else, you can see other ways to weigh your work and realize that you need to be pushing yourself harder, delivering better, making a leap, and stop making excuses. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And you can get in it other than my weekly article and the weekly podcast and the exclusive insights I only share there. You can also get updates about stuff like the bunch of podcasts and webinars and conferences I'm guesting on in the past few weeks and in the month to come because of the book tour. So do check it out. Thank you and talk soon.